It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we're already at the end of September. Where did September go? I was just talking about August, Kathy. Now it's the end of September. Labor Day has come and gone. Last weekend with me was Joe Casper, who is the orchestrator, facilitator of the Wings and Wheels event, which took place at Concord Airport on Sunday, September 22nd, and it's an event at Concord Airport, which raises money for STEM. Northeast Delta Dental was one of the sponsors, along with ATS, Gale, and Jacobs. We were the title sponsors, and there were many events there, including the Academy of Model Aeronautics demos. We had interactive exhibits and activities. We had aircraft. We had antique classic vehicles. We had a skydiving demo. And Kathy, you may not know this, but there's very sophisticated snow removal equipment to plow the runways. I know. Well, I was kidding with Joe. I said, I hope to heck that you know, we didn't have snow on September 22nd, you know, to demo the snow removal, you know, equipment. So in any event, admission was free. We had a great, great turnout. And again, that was Sunday, September 22nd. The week before, we had with me, we had Val, who is the executive director of the Friendly Kitchen. And we went over the Friendly Kitchen, you know, road race results, which occurred on Friday, September 6th. We had a great turnout of Delta Dental colleagues. And just basically that despite the good economy and basically that New Hampshire is in a pretty good state of affairs, the food insecurity actually continues to grow, and the thousands of meals that they serve at the Friendly Kitchen is absolutely amazing. And, of course, a big shout-out to my colleague Beth Ann, who leads one, we have one of the nights at the Friendly Kitchen where Delta Dental volunteers. But upcoming is National Customer Service Week, so I thought of no better person, no better leader in customer service than Kathy Frankel, who is the great customer service manager at Northeast Delta Dental. Kathy, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
Don't you have enough of me
glad
Monday through
here.
Friday?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Performance reviews are a little ways off, Kathy. But those of you that out there that are a Delta Dental subscriber or a Delta Dental participating dental office team or dentist, you know we have the top state-of-the-art customer service, both in terms of human customer service. We pride ourselves, and you don't get auto attendance. You don't have a big, long menu. You get a human being in a relatively short while, and even more importantly, a human being that's friendly and knows what she or he, you know, is talking about. We do also have the best technology. We spend millions of technology we did to get onto the public and exchange healthcare.gov here in New Hampshire, and we have a private exchange. We did that with a sister Delta company called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and we have a great website. So we also have the best technology, but we also invest a lot in human customer service. So let me start with that question, Kathy. Why is human customer service, even this day and age of, you know, you see families at dinner and they're texting to each other and everybody's wedded, you know, to their iPhone or whatever device they're using. But why is, you know, human customer service, you know, so important still?
Oh, I think it's part of our connectivity with everybody. I mean, humans by nature enjoy the social aspect of talking to other people and getting information. And you just don't get that with the cell phone as strongly as you do over the phone. So when you call Northeast Delta Dental, you get an engaged customer service rep who is a customer advocate, willing and able and actually going out and helping our covered customers to maximize their benefits. It also helps a lot. I don't know about you, but sometimes, especially as a patient, I don't really know the question I need to ask. I know I need more information, But it helps me out a lot to talk to somebody and to work through, okay, what's going on? I have questions. How does this relate to that? And doing that over the phone is nice. It's smooth. We've got expert customer service reps. They have a lot of information, not just on serving people, but also in dentistry, dental terminology, and the dental procedures. So we understand, you know, what the patients are going through as far as their treatment and how it aligns to their dental plan and claims and that type of information that they need to have.
So this week coming up is National Customer Service Week, and I know we do some special things at Northeast Delta Dental. So we'll return to that, but I know I get this question a lot. What is the secret sauce behind Northeast Delta Dental's, you know, human customer service? And of course, we have goals in terms of average speed of answer, and one sort of telling statistic, I think, is that being in the front lines of customer service can be a stressful job. You know, you take calls. I mean, sometimes you do get people to call just to thank you, but generally there's a question that they have, or sometimes maybe a claim was denied and they're sort of starting off and in a little bad mood, the customer. And so it can be a highly stressful job. So the turnover rate in most call centers across the country is 67%. One of the best in class. I know when I started my career at John Hancock and then at Delta Dental of Mass, we used L.L. Bean as the best in class customer service call center. That was just really the start of 800 numbers. And their turnover rate is 21%. Our turnover rate, and this includes, people getting internal promotions, because many of the people that quote unquote leave customer service and Delta Dental getting promoted within the company is still only 10 to 12%. So other than your wonderful leadership and also my good luck charm, when I stroll into the call center, there's no calls and queues. Other than those two things, what do you think is the secret to the success?
Well, definitely the people. I mean, I have the best customer service department on earth. The people really make it happen for us. And we spend a lot of time and training in our customer service reps as well. They are all trained as experts. So in addition to knowing how to take care of customers, they're trained in the dental terminology. They're trained on all of our different types of dental plans. They're trained in claims processing so that they can get the inquiry from the person, figure out what's going on, and give them a resolution very quickly. So we have that. We're not clinical. We have, of course, a department of dentists that help us with clinical inquiries. We just give them the information based on what's covered in their plan. So we get that. We do have fun while taking care of our customers.
It's so true. You go in, I encourage you, if any of my CEO colleagues or anybody in leadership position, if you want to benchmark our customer service call center, I know Kathy would be willing. Kathy, give us your phone number.
It's 603-223-1295.
And Kathy always returns calls. But they definitely have a lot of fun. So on average, how long before someone is on the phones full time? So if I start on September 1st at Northeast Delta Dental, all other things being equal, when will I really take my first unaccompanied phone call?
It's going to be November 1st. It's 2 months.
So two full months of training. So we want to make sure, I mean, if you came in with a dental background but don't have customer service experience, we're going to teach you, phone skills. If you come from another call center and have tremendous people and phone skills but know nothing of dental terminology, we have a partnership with NHTI, correct?
Right. Okay.
And so I get this comment a lot. People are surprised when I say this, but I get calls probably or emails two or three times a week where someone calls or writes me and says, it's so wonderful that I call in and I get a human being that knows what they're talking about. And that can be from a dental office, but it can also be a subscriber. And of course, we, with our individual product, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, we have, many retirees that do have a lot of time on their hands and can call, and they call me and say, it was so pleasurable to actually get a human being instead of having to, fiddle with the website. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, those of you that want to go on our website and get the status of your claim and things like that, we have all that. But if you want a human being, you know, we're the ones that are really, we're the ones with you know, with dedicated people. The other thing is, I think you'd be the first one to say, because we process claims so fast and accurately, we're starting, if you will, with the gestalt of generally, with some exceptions, people have had their claim processed pretty fast and it's accurate. So people, you're in a good starting point, correct?
Oh, yes. We're at a great starting point with such a fast turnaround time in claims processing. So that's definitely a benefit to customer service.
And how do you, I mean, I'm always amazed, again, with the low turnover. I mean, again, the people that do leave, it tends to be internal promotions within Delta Dental, because as Kathy says, you go through this intense training, and it's probably the best way to learn the company is to, you know, be a customer service rep. But mm-hmm. but I think also, tell us, you talked about fun, but talk about, too, how you empower your customer service reps.
Right. We like to empower them a lot of different ways. I have handed them the daily lunch and break schedule, which is a huge Excel spreadsheet and half-hour intervals and people in and out for lunches and breaks and appointments and different projects and stuff like that. So I've given that to them. You know, here are the rules to the schedule. No one on the phone for more than 3 hours at one time. We have a five-hour rule. Make sure everyone gets their lunch break within 5 hours of working. And then let them loose on it. And they've done a great job. They've been doing that for the last 4 years. It's like, yay.
Good. Self-managing, self-empowering.
Right.
You know, and I know when I'm dashing off to different external meetings, I often see our customer service reps, you know, walking in pairs. And so getting out, you know, you're kind of sitting, although some of our customer service reps now have the standing desks. And mm-hmm. so to be able to, take a break. And, you know, candidly, we have all the measurements every week. You know, I get the stats, you know, from Kathy, but I'm always the first one to say I'd rather a call go longer than expected and end up with a satisfied customer or subscriber or dental office, as opposed to, you know, when we do our surveys of subscribers and dental offices, one comment that I haven't seen in years, I never wanted to see, I felt rushed getting on the phone, you know, like, and we've all been there where we're, you know, whether it's our doctor's office or whether it's our credit card company or whatever, where you feel like, you know, like you still have one more question, but you're hesitating to ask because you're feeling like you're being rushed off. So thank you, Kathy, for being such a great leader. So after commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about the International Customer Service Association Customer Service Week. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and this weekend is September 28th and 29th. With me is Kathy Frankel, who is our great manager of our customer service call center, our customer service department. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing people don't realize is all the hard work that Kathy does, but each one of those customer service reps, and how many do you have now?
25.
So we, obviously being ranked the second best company to work for in New Hampshire, that just doesn't happen because I go out there and make speeches. There's a survey. The judges came on site, and part of that is that our employees are empowered, as Kathy said, but also our managers, like Kathy, are more coaches than managers, and they provide our managers and coaches provide continuous feedback to our customer service reps. But we also do formal performance reviews, and so Kathy, you know, she's with me, you know, so I'm doing a lot of these on weekends in January and February. So thank you for doing that, because that type of feedback obviously helps us improve. So we're going to circle back to the secret sauce of Northeast Delta Dental, but I want to spend 2 seconds on the Excellence North Alliance, formerly known as the Granite State Quality Council. So several weeks ago, we put on a leadership conference at 2 Delta, which is on the second floor. Kathy's department, the call center, is on the first floor, and the conference was on the second floor. And basically, it was like how to navigate the fact that in today's working world, there are 5 generations of people that are working in your company. And so we got to cut through all the perceptions, you know, that, you know, people think older workers, they don't want to change, and older workers think that younger workers don't want to work hard the way we worked hard. And so all those are just perceptions, because when push comes to shove, there are 2 things. whether you're 20 years old or 60 years old, you want to be respected, you want to have a little fun, and you want to be part of the strategies, and that's whether you're 20 or 60. And the other reality is, and with this sort of talent war that we're in, even though we're one of the best companies and we really don't have actually a challenge, you know, filling positions, but you are in the situation where you have to have your 20-somethings and 60-somethings working well together because that's just the reality of the workforce. So that was kind of the thrust of that seminar, and it was put on by Excellence North Alliance, which is the Baldrige-based, you know, organization here in New Hampshire that Kathy and I have been involved with for many years. When I came up from Massachusetts in 1995, we helped. It was fledgling then, and Northeast Delta Dental got behind it. It was then known as the New Hampshire Quality Council. We changed the name to the Granite State Quality Council, and then most recently to Excellence North Alliance. And I know Kathy would be the first one to say that she uses many of those leadership and total quality principles in your day-to-day job.
Oh, definitely use the criteria, the Baldrige criteria in my job. Continuous improvement is big. And that's something that I share with the customer service reps because it makes them more engaged. So, you know, they have a clear map of what our strategy is and what our goals are. And they're very well aligned between their individual goals, the department goals, so the corporate goals as well. But it really opens them up then to be, you know, more in alignment. You know, they are looking for ways to improve our processes at Northeast Delta Dental and in customer service. A lot of the great suggestions that I've gotten for our web benefits have come from the customer service reps because they are on the website all the time talking and, people through it.
Exactly, and they're on the day-to-day. They get the people that are in the front line get the best suggestions from the customers and dental offices. And another thing that Kathy was referencing there is we use SMART goals, strategic, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based. And they, if you walk around our campus, and some of you listening often are, whether you're at one or two Delta, you'll see these SMART goals, you know, on all the walls. But each department actually has their own SMART goals, which feed into the corporate SMART goals. And then we have a great idea system as well. And a lot of these, basically, you really need these little continuous improvement ideas. And then you get the occasional game changer. In our case, you know, when we purchased the Previsor Corporation and we have this great customized dental program now called Health Rural Wellness, or HOW. And so if you're a Delta Dental subscriber, the vast majority of you have this benefit, not quite everybody, but most of you, where if you're when you go in the dentist and they score you through a series of questions in the operatory, if you're a 3, 4, or 5, you get these, you know, additional benefits. So you have that major sort of paradigm shifting improvement, but then you have all the little ideas that, you know that surface up. So that's what Kathy was describing. So those of you that are interested in becoming involved with Excellence North Alliance, just call me directly at 223-1300. And we tend to meet once a month on a Monday at Delta Dental. And if you want to see, you're listening to Kathy, if you want to see her in person, she's always there because she's the treasurer of that organization.
Exactly.
And she does it with such enthusiasm, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We've switched software. It's beautiful reports she does. So let's now sort of switch back generically. So the International Customer Service Association launched the National Customer Service Week back in 1988, and just to bring people back to 1988, that's when the Baldrige Award actually was being established nationally, and that was basically Malcolm Baldrige. And yes, he was the gentleman that fell off the horse, but more importantly, he was under the Reagan administration, and he was into quality. And a lot of people may not remember, but back in the 80s, you know, our lunch was being eaten, you know, by Japanese manufacturing. So a lot of the ideas, you know, Deming and so forth, that really began in America, the Japanese business people were actually employing it to their advantage. And so we needed to do something to elevate, you know, the quality in America. So the National Baldrige Award, which is more of a process of continuous improvement, came into being, but also National Customer Service Week. So why do you think that was put in play for that reason, but also perhaps maybe to celebrate the fact that you frontline customer service reps have a tough job.
Right. It's definitely a tough job. Well, and I think at that time, especially with the Japanese influence, it was almost an awakening for business to say, boy, you know, these customers are important. We're nothing without our customers. We've got to take care of them. And how can we do that? And the National Customer Service Week is focused on that, on celebrating the importance of the customer and customer service as a profession and how it impacts our businesses around the globe. So,
one of our favorite quotes that we use, and Kathy alluded to it, is that the customer is the reason we're in business, and they're not an interruption in your day-to-day. I think sometimes,
right.
When I have coffee with a coach, that's what they call me on the campus, and I meet with employees, I said, like, we all kind of sometimes, and including myself, we sometimes delude ourselves, you know, we've done like, you know, 50 emails, but look back and, you know, maybe one had to do with a customer. So we have to remind ourselves the customer is not an interruption in our time. The customer is really the only reason why we exist, you know, and why we're in business. So this year, our theme for our Customer Service Week, which is consistent with the national theme, is we make people smile. We actually have Mary Otto, who came to Northeast Delta Dental's planning session a couple years ago, and she authored a book called Teeth, and really that got into the fact that even though those of you in the sound of my voice who have traditional either group dental insurance through your employer or union or association or through deltadentalcoversme.com or healthcare.gov, you go to the dentist, whatever, but there is an underserved, you know, population, which is why we have our Northeast Delta Dental Foundation and we give back so much to the community. So Mary will be speaking to us in terms of the importance of, you know, everybody deserves a smile. And that is actually a national focus of all Delta plans, which is what I call loosely the democratizing the smile, or everybody deserves a smile, because it's not just the aesthetics of a good smile, but there's so much systemic, you know, relationships. So Mary will be talking about that. What else do you have planned for us, Kathy?
Well, we always kick it off with a breakfast. You know, we like food. Nice, healthy breakfast on Monday. We're going to do a scavenger hunt, which is one of the big-time favorite events for Customer Service Week based on our feedback. So we're going to run that all week long. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a daily word association or word find games that people can do online and submit for a chance to win a couple of movie tickets. And then we're going to, in addition to Mary Otto coming in and doing her presentation for us, and then we're going to do a wrap-up on Friday with a nice lunch, and then you know, the last part of the scavenger hunt in to see who's going to win the scavenger hunt. So
awesome. And I know you like me, have found that when we have the National Customer Service Week, it really does create a positive message, you know, that lasts the whole year. Mm-hmm. Certainly for that given week, there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of fun, there's a lot of healthy food. And this year we have, you know, Mary Otto coming, and then the author of Teeth. The following week we'll have, you know, Roy Spence, who's written a book on being purpose-driven, and he's really also into the, you know, everybody deserves a smile. But that does stay with us for the rest of the year, correct?
Oh, yeah, we do. We also write thank you notes, which is something we started years ago during Customer Service Week. You know, send a nice thank you note out to your customer. Great conversation. Really enjoyed speaking with you. The reps handwrite the note. They put in a business card and send it out, which is great. It builds great relationships and really emphasizes the importance of that customer. And we do that intermittently through the year. A couple of times we'll say, okay, here's our thank you notes. It's time to go and thank our customers.
Exactly. So now you've given away one of my secret sauces, because I'm often on weekends writing handwritten notes, you know, to customers, to internal customers, you know, employees, and then sometimes I get a great thank you note based on one of your colleagues, and then I actually will write a thank you for the thank you.
Right.
Because I just feel if someone is taking the time to handwrite me a note to thank, you know, Kathy and her team, that I'm going to in turn say how important that is, because oftentimes we share that information either at an all colleagues meeting or in the Team Power newsletter, our employee newsletter, and that's it's a positive reinforcement. Mm-hmm. And the results are there. We retain 98% of our business. We have very little customer service turnover, as I mentioned. We answer, you know, 95% of our calls. We resolve them within, you know, the first opportunity we could, and if not, then with our guarantee of service excellence, you know, we're calling back and within 24 hours. And And our goal for an average speed of answer is like 45 seconds, but it's less than that. And it's true because you're not going through 3 minutes of a menu and then the 45 seconds. As soon as you get a human being, you know, it may be 14 seconds or maybe 13 seconds, but you would not have spent, you know, 2 minutes, you know, typing in stuff. So thank you, Kathy, for your leadership. The proof is in the pudding. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.